As a requirement of the testing in which they spend their lives, people may sometimes be confronted by unexpected or unwelcome events. These are special situations created for people to be tested and exhibit good manners. Muslims who genuinely believe in God know they must trust in God under all circumstances and that everything that befalls them is actually for the best. They give this trust and submission in their heart dominion over their manners and behavior. In this way, they always turn to God and beg for what is best for them. Living in total submission to God is a great mercy and comfort. Muslims who put their trust in God actually submit to His sublime wisdom, since everything that happens takes place under His control and knowledge. They thus spend every moment of their lives seeing beauty and goodness, and thus earn the approval of God through the good manners they exhibit. In addition, Muslims who place their trust in God are protected, by God's leave, from the stress and troubles that stem from a failure to place one's trust in Him. There is no doubt that our Lord always, under all circumstances, bestows comfort on the hearts of those who place their trust in Him in return for their proper moral values and gives them a sense of peace and security. Our beloved Prophet is one of the people who have embodied this excellent moral virtue most intensively. He prayed to God in the face of everything that happened to him and expressed his submission to and trust in Him. He acted in the awareness that everything that befell him did so by God's leave. O my Lord, I have given you all my being. I have entrusted my acts to you. It is to you I turn. I fear you alone, and your mercy is the only shelter from your wrath. O God, I ask you for good both when entering and when going out. In the name of God we have entered, and in the name of God we have gone out, and in God our Lord do we trust.